I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Next week will mark the opening of West Virginia's most popular hunting season. And when I return, we'll talk about the bucks-only firearm season for 2008.
Take me fishing, because our boat's cooler than any video game.
Take me fishing and make me feel 16 again.
Take someone you love out on the water and see where the water takes you.
Take me fishing, because my wedding will be sooner than you think.
Rediscover the joy of boating and fishing. Get information and get going at takemefishing.org.
There's no event quite like opening day of bucks-only gun season in West Virginia. DNR biologist Jim Crum says it's hands down the favorite time of year for West Virginia sportsmen.
Yes, by all standards. It's the most people in the woods, and everybody is interested in going deer hunting. Our survey show that 98% of our hunters are deer hunters.
And with that in mind, I asked Crum what the outlook for the 2008 season for West Virginia would be.
We're looking for an increase in the overall antlered buck harvest this year. We have plenty of deer out there right now in a lot of places, maybe too many in some. And we're looking for that to translate into increased harvest.
And in some counties, once again, hunters will have the opportunity to take a buck or a doe with a concurrent antlerless season on private lands. Crum says that enhances the opportunities for success for hunters afield and is pivotal to the DNR's deer management strategy.
I think it adds to the overall enjoyment or the success of the hunting season by being able to take having concurrent antlerless seasons in the buck season. Plus, the whole idea when we started that is a lot of these properties that are hunted those first 3 days of the buck season or the buck season in particular, that's the only time that they have hunters on them. And so it allows that landowner to manage his deer herd, because the antlerless harvest is the only way that we impact that deer herd.
And that concurrent season has allowed many bucks to get to a ripe old age and produce some respectable racks. Crum admits that's happened, but says there may be more to it than that.
I don't know how much of a shift we can attribute to taking an antlerless deer and getting that hunter out of the woods for that day, but there are, it does happen, and so therefore we do have a little bit less mortality on that buck population out there. I think one of the other things that's happening to us is we have seen a decline in the number of hunters.
Consult your license brochure to see if your county is one of those for a concurrent season and get your antlerless stamp. Also, an extra buck stamp has to be purchased by midnight Sunday to kill a second buck. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.